Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly UNGA going on in New York and remarks by the Secretary General Antonio Guterres on the need to respect women and girls' rights and also lack of women participation at the summit. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. As world leaders gather for the annual United Nations General Assembly in New York this week, the charity Oxfam says they are being undermined by what it calls a global oligarchy of the super rich who exert control over the global economy. The organization accuses them of exacerbating problems like extreme inequality and climate change. Henry Ridgewell has the report.
The United Nations General Assembly aims to provide an equal platform for leaders to discuss the most pressing world issues like poverty and climate change. But a new report from the charity Oxfam says the annual meeting is overshadowed by what it terms a global oligarchy, controlled by the ultra-rich and mega-corporations.
They're shaping the rules in their favour. And they're doing so at the expense of ordinary people, and that in turn is fueling inequality within and between countries.
Oxfam says we are living in an age of extreme global inequality, where the world's richest 1% own more wealth than 95% of the rest of humanity.
We live in a world in which mega corporations, you know, so many of them are paying little to no tax, basically.
Brazil, which currently holds the presidency of the G20, wants to impose a 2% minimum tax on the world's richest billionaires, which it claims would raise up to $250 billion, a move backed by Oxfam and many other NGOs. The plan is backed by other members, including South Africa, Spain and France, but US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke against the move at a G20 meeting in July.
Tax policy is very difficult to coordinate globally, and we don't see a need or really think it's desirable to try to negotiate a global agreement on that. We think that all countries should make sure that their taxation systems are fair and progressive.
Oxfam says tax revenues in the global south, meanwhile, are increasingly spent on servicing debt to private creditors like banks and hedge funds. The charity also accuses large pharmaceutical companies of shaping rules over intellectual property rights to benefit their shareholders. Oxfam says this meant poorer nations struggled to access coronavirus vaccines, even though billions in government funding went to developing them.
That's the money that, you know, we put into our tax systems to be able to get that. In fact, decades of investment went into getting mRNA in the first place.
Responding to VOA, Pfizer said the company had offered its coronavirus vaccine at cost price to poorer nations, but that many richer countries moved faster to purchase the available doses. Pfizer's chairman also warned that losing intellectual property rights would disincentivize anyone else from taking a big financial risk in developing such vaccines, a view echoed by other large pharmaceutical giants. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Thank you there, Henry. Addressing the UNGA General Assembly on behalf of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last night, Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Chava called for the removal of sanctions on Zimbabwe and other issues. Let's hear what he had to say.
Our valiant developmental efforts notwithstanding, Zimbabwe is confronted by formidable challenges in its quest to attain the SDGs. The adverse impact of the punitive illegal unilateral sanctions compounded by the exigencies of climate change present real threats and barriers to our development strategy. In this regard, we call upon all those that have maintained illegal and unjustified sanctions on Zimbabwe to remove these unwarranted measures immediately and unconditionally to allow us to continue with our noble efforts to uplift the lives and livelihoods of our citizens. And in the same spirit, Zimbabwe stands in solidarity with the government and people of Cuba in their struggle against the harsh economic, commercial, and financial blockades. We call upon, we call for the immediate lifting of this stifling embargo to enable the people of Cuba to pursue their aspirations without hindrance and interference. Mr. President, my country remains committed to supporting the self-determination of both the people of Palestine and Western Sahara.
That there was Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Chava addressing the UNGA General Assembly on behalf of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is not attending the summit this year. Luckily, our reporter Taboka Ncube is in New York covering developments at the General Assembly. He joins us via Skype. Welcome to the program, Taboka.
Thank you. We are here in Washington, in New York, and we've just seen Foreign Minister Chava walking in to attend the afternoon meetings.
Thank you there. If you can just briefly tell us, how are things going in New York today?
Today continues as different leaders from different countries continue to address the assembly. We heard from the Malawi president in the morning addressing and also talking about the issues that are affecting the world, including climate change, where he called on leaders from different countries to come together and work together. We also managed to attend an Africa meeting, a global Africa business leadership meeting, where African business people were meeting to discuss different issues that are affecting the continent.
And were there any Zimbabweans that were at that meeting?
Yes, we managed to talk to two Zimbabwean ladies, one who is based in Canada working on health, vangwachi taura one zvenyaya dzezve utano vachitaura kuti vapinda musangano uyo ukavabatsira zvakanyanya panyaya dzekuti kungashandiswa sei michina yechizvino zvino muAfrica kusimudzira nyaya dzezveutano pamwe chete nekurapwa kwevanhu, tikatarisa zvekare nevamwe vari based muno muAmerica vanga vachitarisawo nyaya dzezvekushandisa kwemichina yechizvino zvino, vaine kambani yavo inoshandisa michina iyi kubatsira vanhu vari munyika dzemuAfrica. Vanga vachitaura zvekuti pane nyika dzinosvika 7 dzavari kubatsira muAfrica vachishandisa michina yemazuva ano, uyezve vachiti pane zviri kuitikawo muZimbabwe kuti kushandiswe michina yechizvino zvino, madrones munyaya dzezvekurima nedzimwe dzakasiyana siyana.
Tombopinda murimi rwechindevele kuti tanga tiri kunzwa kuti madzimai mashoma kumusangano uyu, zvakamira sei nezvamuri kuona ikoko?
Sikesezwa umwiye unobhala jikelele weUnited Nations umnumzana Guterres ngesikhathi ekhupha umbiko wakhe ngolwesibili esithi abesifazane balutshwane abenelisa ukuthi bangene imihlangano efana lale, kanye nokuthi-ke benelisa ukuthi babe sezikhundleni zokukhokhela. Kodwa yebo, bakhona abesifazane kodwa abakho baningi, njalo abanye abanye sikhulume labo ke abavele eZimbabwe bebekhuluma ngodaba lokuthi kule ndingeko ukuthi abesifazane bethuthukise benekilisa ukuthi nxa bekumabhizimusi benelise labo ukuthola izimali ezivela kwabanye abesifazane besithi nxa bebolekwa izimali zamabhizimusi ngabesifazane ukuba lula ke ukuthi bazibhadale njengoba besithi kuyabe kulokuzwisisana kokuthi indubo ababhekana lazo yiziphi okwenza ke ukuthi benelise ukuthi bathuthuke bendawonye amavelas lapha.
Yes, Taboka, you just mentioned that you saw the foreign minister Frederick Chava going into a meeting recently, a few minutes ago, but also he was addressing last night. He presented at a meeting. What were the major highlights of his speech?
Yes, when he spoke yesterday, the first issue was on sanctions, which we have talked about on the program. But he also spoke extensively about the inclusion of Africa in the United Nations Security Council, where he was saying Africa is ready to come and be part of the UN Security Council, and he's saying there is need for representation so that decisions are not made for Africa while it doesn't have a representation at such a level. Zvinova zvinhu zvakataura zvekare nemutungamiri wekuSouth Africa Ramaphosa, zvikataura zvekare nevamwe vatungamiriri vemuAfrica. Inoratidza kuti inyaya yavari kukoshesa vanoda kuti inge ichigadziriswa marvelous.
Muri kukwanisa here kupinda mumisangano iyi iri kuitwa navashava nevamwe?
Misangano iyo tinoionawo tiri panogara vatori venhau, asi imwe misangano isiri musangano mukuru uyu wegeneral assembly tinogona kupinda. Misangano iriko maside meetings akawandisa, unopindawo yaunenge wafunga kuti ungava musangano ungabudisa zvakawanda zvakatarisirwa nevateereri vekuZimbabwe. Zvinova izvo zvaita kuti tipinde musangano wanhasi wanga uchitarisa nyaya dzezvemabhizimusi muAfrica. Oku ngomhlangano obekade kukhulunywa ngokuthi kufanele kuthuthukise kakhulu abesifazane kwezamabhizimusi eAfrica, kanye lokusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi nsuku ukuthuthukisa ke amabhizimusi laphana marvelous.
Taboka, tambotaura naamai Monica Mutsvangwa vanova ivo gurukota rezvemadzimai vanga vari kuti vanga vari iko ikoko asi vasimuka nhasi vakananga kumusha vachiti ivo vachazotaura maonero avo nezvemusangano uyu. Takanyanyotarisa nyaya yekushomeka kwemadzimai, makakwanisa kuwana mukana here wokuona vamwe makurukota ikoko vanobva kuZimbabwe?
Makurukota akawanda hatina kuwana mukana wekuti tionane nawo. Patakasvika kuno takanzwa kuti vamwe vanga vava kutodzokera kuZimbabwe sezvo mutungamiri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa vasina kukwanisa kuti vange vachisvika kumusangano uyu, saka vasara kuno vashomasa, uyezve vari kuratidza kuti vane misangano yakawanda, ndosaka tisati tagona kuti tivabate tivaunze pachirongo.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro Taboka. So what are you looking forward to today as you spend the rest of your day there at the UNGA Summit?
Today we are looking forward to hearing more from other leaders who are expected to be addressing for the second session, which happens this afternoon here in New York. The second session will be starting shortly at 3 p.m. where other leaders are set to also come in and give their contribution to the assembly. And we've seen that most people are looking at issues around security, issues around conflict happening in the Middle East, happening in Ukraine, and also about issues around diseases where there's an outbreak of mpox in Africa, and a lot of people are really focusing on these issues, including issues around inequality, where they're fighting for equality for all countries.
Thank you so much, Taboka, for your insights. We hope that you join us again mangwana tichitaura tichiona kuti zvakamira sei ikoko kumusangano weUNGA 2024.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That day was Taboka Ngube, Studio 7 reporting, speaking at the United Nations in New York. We'll hear from him again tomorrow. Speaking on the sidelines of the General Assembly, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talked about the need to respect the rights of women and girls. Let's hear what he had to say.
The women and girls of Afghanistan face a deep crisis of gender-based discrimination and oppression. The new law, enacted last month, formalized the systematic erasure of women and girls from public life. Afghan women and girls are largely confined to their homes, with no freedom of movement and almost no access to education or work. Extreme gender-based discrimination is not only a systematic abuse of women and girls and the violation of human rights conventions and laws. It is a self-harm on a national scale. It completely undermines the de facto authority's stated objective of economic self-reliance. Educating girls is one of the fastest ways to kick-start economic development and improve the health, well-being, and prosperity of communities and the entire society. Without educated women, without women in employment, including in leadership roles, and without recognizing the rights and freedoms of one half of its population, Afghanistan will never take its rightful place on the global stage. Countries and organizations around the world, including the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, have called strongly for respect for the fundamental rights of Afghan girls and women. I join them in demanding that the de facto authorities remove all discriminatory restrictions against women and girls immediately and reopen schools and universities to girls beyond grade 6.
That day was the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking in New York. Also speaking at the same event, Marilyn Streep, Oscar award-winning actress, stressed the importance of respecting women and girls' rights.
The way that this culture, this society has been upended is a cautionary tale for the rest of the world. In the 70s, most of the civil servants were women, over half the teachers, doctors. There were women jurists, lawyers, in every profession. And then the world upended. And today, in Kabul, a female cat has more freedoms than a woman. A cat may go sit on her front stoop and feel the sun on her face. She may chase a squirrel into the park. A squirrel has more rights than a girl in Afghanistan today because the public parks have been closed to women and girls by the Taliban. A bird may sing in Kabul, but a girl may not, and a woman may not in public. This is extraordinary. This is a suppression of the natural law.
That was award-winning actress Marilyn Streep at UNGA 2024. Comment was not immediately available from Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa, who told Studio 7 that although she was at UNGA 2024, she will comment later after arriving in Zimbabwe. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss the lack of women participation at the main General Assembly events, we are joined by rights activist Mrs. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mala.
You have been to some of these programs. What do you think is leading to the lack of women participation, especially at events like UNGA?
The main issue, I believe, is a hindrance to women attending is the cost of attending, the resourcing of women to be in these platforms. And also in some cases, as it has been mentioned by other speakers, is the lack of women participating in leadership positions in various government entities. So those are some of the issues that plays out at these platforms, and we end up not seeing women and their voices ending up not being heard.
Pane zvingaitwa here kuti uwandu hwemadzimai uwanikwe huchikwirawo kumisangano mikuru yakadai?
Chekutanga ndechekuti vamadzimai ngavapinde mumapositions of leadership akafanana takatarisa seZimbabwe, bumbiro redu remutemo rinoti tishuvira kuti dai madzimai taive ne 50-50 zvakare tiine mudzimai anenge ari mupresidium zvakafanana pamapresident nemavhaisi medu maviri, umwe acho angadai ari mukadzi. Ndivo vanhu vangadai vari kuzofamba vachinomiririra madzimai vemunyika dzavo. Saka kana vachitoshaika ipapo, panhu panoda kugadziriswa and align with our constitution.
And you also spoke about the cost and, you know, the issue of women not being in leadership positions. And we heard there from the Secretary General talking about the rights of women and girls. So moving forward, what can the United Nations do to encourage women to attend such high-level meetings?
There's need for funding, as I said. There's need for resourcing these women. And also when global leaders meet at these platforms, there's need to keep on encouraging each other to include women in their delegations so that we have more women participating in these forums.
Asi munoona hurumende dzakawanda nyanya dzekuAfrica nekuZimbabwe dzichiunza here madzimai akawanda pamisangano mikuru yakadai?
Nyaya dzacho dzinenge dzinoti netsei nekuti tikada kutarisa pamwe pacho dzinenge dzichibva pamudzi chaipo. Tichiona, yes, tinavo vatungamiri vechidzimai munyika dzakaita seZimbabwe, but vanenge vari mune mamwe senge mapato akazvimirira oga. Then kana taa kuzoenda, we want capable women vanenge vari in leadership spaces. Vafanana, of course, kutaurwa mamaita kuti Minister of Women Affairs, but maona kuti kuuya kwaaita because of resourcing, angogara mazuva maviri matatu atopinda panzira kudzokera kumusha, and yet hurukuru hadzisati dzange dzapera.
Mm-hmm. And also we heard that there were a lot of side events where there were some young women participating. How good is that for the world and also for Zimbabwe? We understand there were some Zimbabwean women who were also attending.
It is very good because their voices need to be heard. And also, they have unique challenges. We have unique challenges in the global south versus our global north. You find that there is an overrepresentation of the global north when it comes to these platforms. Therefore, the voices that I heard more will be those in the global north. So I really encourage our government, like, for example, I saw with the British government when they came for CSW previously, they included young people in their delegations who were articulating young people issues.
And also talking about voices, you know, people have been saying the rural voice for women is very muted. What's your view regarding that at such venues as the United Nations General Assembly?
I agree 100% as we really work in the rural communities in Zimbabwe. First of all, we are finding that girls are dropping out of school And at the end of the day, for you to be able to articulate some of the issues meaningfully, you need some kind of education. But our girls are being left behind, number one, by being married young. Number two, by dropping out of school due to the cost, due to right now we know we are going through a drought in Zimbabwe. And we do not have parents from rural communities funding their children's education, let alone travel expenses to come to platforms like UNGA.
Aha, saka imi sevamwe vanoshandawo mumaruva zvii zvamungataure hurumende dai yanga yakateerera panyaya yekuti izwi remunhukadzi wekumaruva iriwanikwawo richinzwika kunzvimbo dzakadai.
Chishuviro changu kuhurumende ndechekuti kuve marombo hazvireve kuti you don't exist as a human being. And the saying yekuti out of sight, out of mind doesn't remove poor people from our communities. People in rural communities are underrepresented and their voices are not being heard. So we need to resource meaningfully in these rural communities, genuinely from the bottom of our hearts, put our resources in education, fund rural schools, make sure no child drops out.
And also, just going back to some of the activities that you as an organization are doing, I understand you're preparing for the Day of the Girl Child. Tell us a little bit about this. Where and how is it going to go?
Yes, pasi rose kupurikidzana na UNGA ivava. Pakasetwa zuva remusi 10 October kuti rive zuva rinocherechedzwa kodzero dzevanasikana. Gore rino timu yavo iri kufambwa nayo neUnited Nations inonzi Girls Vision for the Future. So isusu seMTC tine masoka tournaments atichange tichiita, that is in Chimanimani nekumhondoro musi 5 October kucherechedza zuva remwanasikana, where we are bringing together machiefs, where we are bringing together vanasaboko, we are bringing together our elected officials nevamwe vese vanoba vemitemo kuti tikurukure nenyaya yezvinhu zviri kunesa vanasikana zvinosanganisira izvo zvekurodzwa vari vana vadiki, access to education, access to books. Atingati maSDGs ese tichaunganidza pamwe chete ngatikurukure vana vasikana vari kuwanikwa vachitaura nevakuru ava voga unfiltered. Kuuye tichitaura zvakare tichikurudzira muvanasikana kusashandisa zvinodhaka. So timu yedu tiri kufamba nedingindirawo semtc rinoti redefining girl spaces. So we want these girls to be empowered enough to be able to speak to their leaders nezvinhu zvavanoshuwira about the vision yavo sevana vechidiki.
For those who want to follow the events and what you're doing, where do they find you?
Tiripa dandemutandere Twitter is MTC Girl. Tiripa Facebook say MTC Educate a Girl Inc. Tiri kana uchikwanisa kuya kuzokuza vanasikana vanenge vachitamba, tine vana vari kubva like 10 different places vachange vachitamba girls soccer pagavhunga secondary school, that is kumondorongezi kana kunedziwa secondary school ndokuchange uchiitirwa imwe yacho kumanimani kwatinenge tichi vana vachitamba. Uye zvakare tinoshandisa soccer as a vehicle for change kuti vana vataure vaexpress kuvatungamiri vavo.
Thank you so much. And your last word on the lack of participation of women at UNGA.
My last word is we need meaningful engagement of women in leadership spaces. We need to provide the necessary tools for women to be trained as leaders as well, because you just don't wake up coming to the United Nations and say you're a leader, but there is a process that you need to go through. So we need empowerment.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero of MTC Educated Girl Foundation. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.